There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, Barbara, what an incredible game. Listen, I think it was the best game so far, obviously, this season, and maybe these two teams meet again. But tell me what you were thinking.
I think it's the best game I've ever seen.
Wow.
It was great. It really was. Tell me what you were thinking when the Dogs took the lead, though, in the fourth quarter there late.
Well, I thought we were going to win it. I mean, I couldn't believe that we would let that our defense, which is as good as you get, would let them just march right down the field and score. It's amazing.
Yeah, I tell you what, and I don't know, Barbara, watching a 17-year-old kid making those kind of plays, I don't know who the youngest player ever has played for your husband at Georgia, but man, they got some players on Bama, but that was something to watch.
That was something to watch, and you're right. He's an amazing player, that kid is. An amazing player. But I'll tell you this, I have to hand it to Georgia because I've never seen a comeback like they made. I will say the first half, well, not even the first half. I was so upset after the first quarter. I was at my daughter's house watching it. I got up and left and went home. And I said, I can't watch this another minute. So I left and I went home. And I can remember when Vince used to play out-of-town games and they were horrible. I would do things that I hate to do while I watched it because it would get me through it. So I went home and I pulled out all my ironing, opened the ironing board, started ironing, turned the TV back on, and we weren't any better. But the second half came, and man, oh man, I don't know what Kirby does at halftime. But he turned that team around in 1 second flat, didn't he?
He did.
Yes, ma'am.
He did. They responded in the second half. And I think that's what Dog fans are hanging their hat on. It's Barbara Dooley joining us, brought to you by Kroger, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. That's what everybody's saying. Like, okay, yes, we lost. But we didn't quit. We didn't give in, right? And you go, all right, we're going to have some tough games ahead of us. But you have confidence now that, hey, this team has the will to fight back.
But they did that in every game we played this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kentucky got us. We came back. And here we go again. But I never dreamed ever that Georgia would have five turnovers or four. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Four.
Was it four or
four?
Five? Yep. Four. I never dreamed we would have four turnovers. Nor did I ever dream that we didn't have the level of consistency that we need to play sound football. You got to play every down the best you can play.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that.
And Barbara's
we made up for it in the second half, but right. we're a little bit shy.
The thing we were talking about last week, Barbara, is the slow starts. And one thing I thought, Carl and I said, I couldn't imagine a Georgia team with 2 weeks to prepare would come out and look that bad.
Me either. Me either. And I don't know what you contribute that to. I really don't. But I know this. We probably are looking like, oh, Auburn's a terrible team. We're going to just wear them out. But Auburn is not really that bad. They've had three losses, and all three losses were less than 10 points. I mean, they had a 7-point loss, a 10-point loss, and a 6-point loss. And they actually had Oklahoma beat.
Yes, they did. Carl, bet that game.
Thanks, Mike.
How about that game?
Everybody was picking against Auburn, Barbara, so I was like,
I know. I'm thinking we watched some great football last weekend, didn't we?
We did. Barbara, let me ask you this. You and Vince met at Auburn. Can you tell us Can you tell us about that before we talk more about this matchup in Georgia this weekend in Athens? Because correct me if I'm wrong, you have a master's degree in guidance and counseling. You talk about being the perfect person for a head coach to come home to and sit there and talk to. Did you know that that's what you wanted to do? But tell us about how you guys met there at Auburn.
Well, he was my faculty advisor at church. He was a coach. He had already graduated from college. He'd been in the Marine Corps. He came out, and I was this untapped little girl from Birmingham, freshman. And he said he was the faculty chairman of our student group at the church. And he said he looked around that first night, and if anybody needed advising, it was me. Well, I will tell you, he was one hell of a recruiter because I didn't like him worth a flip for 4 years. He chased me and chased me. And, I mean, he even now that he's in heaven, he can't deny that. He keeps saying, oh, no, you chased me. No, 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 no. In fact, I was in love with one of his football players.
Oh, goodness.
And I said, that old man is driving me crazy. So what is really funny, this football player that I was in love with went up to him on the practice field and said, Coach, I would appreciate it if you'd leave my girl alone. And he said, well, I will honor that. But he didn't. He started asking my roommate out and saying, bring Barbara. I was, I don't know. It was a strange love affair. But may I say, it worked for 62 years. But one of the funniest things that I think happened, we got married. And we moved to Georgia, and he went around to every city in Georgia introducing himself as the new head coach. And he went to LaGrange, which is right next door to Auburn. And one of my sorority sisters went up to him after his speech, and she said, Coach, are you married to Barbara Meshed? And he said, yes, that's who I married. She said, oh, I'm so glad some old man chased her all over Auburn. He said, I'm that old man.
I'm him.
That's wild.
So we had a rocky start, but we had a good 62 years. Well, most of them were. He would say, we had a great 55 years, and that ain't bad. I was 62.
Right on. That's great. It's funny. It's kind of like the Matthew Stafford story in reverse, Carl, because you know the story was Kelly was dating another quarterback that was playing for Mark Richt, Barbara, to get Matthew's attention. And eventually it all worked out.
Yep. Isn't that interesting? I think God has a plan for everybody. You just have to listen.
Yeah, most
and be
of
persistent,
not,
and be persistent.
True, most of us are not willing.
Well, he was a recruiter. Let me tell you, that guy was a recruiter.
Well, you know what? That gives a little bit of insight into why he was so good at his career. Barbara Dooley joining us, guys. It is our dog report as we talk each and every week with her. All right, we and I say we, Kirby, everybody. We got to forget about the Bama game. We'll see them again, hopefully down the road. What do we need to do this weekend, Barbara, against this Auburn team? You said it. They've been in these games. It's been close. I just like to see the Dogs play a complete game. I feel like the second half.
Oh, slow start.
Yes, was great. Kentucky, you found a way to win, but I don't feel like they've played a complete game.
Well, they didn't. They found a way to win, but that's the sign of a great team is if you find a way to win. But you can't do that every week.
Right.
We have got to get a level of consistency in fundamentals. And Vince Dooley would tell you, go back to basics and block and tackle, nothing fancy, run the ball. Of course, you know, he was the run the ball king. Mm-hmm. And he didn't throw much. But we've got a great quarterback who can throw, but you've got to have a running game too.
Right.
But Carson was really off his game that first half. And yep. I've never seen anything like it.
Yep.
And I think he had, what, three interceptions?
Yes, ma'am.
He did, and a fumble. Yes. Yep.
And that's, Barbara, we're talking about Coach Bobo. We said, I don't get your take on it, because you talk about running the football. We thought that they kind of got into a shooting match with Alabama, where maybe you just stay with your game plan and run the football more. Maybe they intended to throw it the whole time, but we just thought they needed to run the ball more early, take some of the air out.
Well, we've got to open the game up so that they don't. We're not running every play, and we're not passing every play. We're absolutely in there doing our job. And I think maybe Kirby said to them at halftime, look, you guys are not doing what you've been taught to do. And they weren't. Absolutely. I mean, when Alabama scored that many points, you remember when I said last week, I'm wondering if we're hexed because of Coach Saban or Alabama. I guess we found out it ain't Saban.
Yeah.
It's Alabama.
You're right. It's true. Oh, it was great to watch just from a fan's perspective, but the ups and downs, the emotional twists and turns was a hell of a night. Hopefully the Dogs can go ahead, Barbara, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it was so perfectly shocking when the camera, when we scored and went ahead, and the camera scanned the Alabama student section.
Right.
And they were crying. They were holding their heads. They were not looking. And then, darn it, they score 3 seconds later, and they scan the Athens side, and we're all crying.
Yeah. It's true.
I mean, all I could think of is, you can go from the outhouse to the penthouse in 1 second, or from the penthouse to the outhouse.
Yep. Well, they can't lose against Auburn, and we'll talk more about it, because then there's another big game coming up with Texas before you know it. But, again, so do you do windows, too, when the team's struggling? Because I think a lot of folks would have Barbara over, Carl, during a tough Georgia game. Get some work done.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Well, I wish Auburn good luck, but I wish us the best luck, let me tell you. And I will, even though it's my alma mater, people used to say, how can you pull against Auburn? And I would say, when you watch your paycheck run up and down the field, you can pull for anybody.
It's so true. Barbara, thank you. And let's enjoy this one, hopefully, on Saturday. And enjoy the weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good seeing you guys.
You too.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.